This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God sees it all. And I had this thought as I was reading in the book of Acts about a Roman officer named Cornelius. Now, Cornelius was a devout man of God, and he led his household in this way too. He gave generously to the poor and to charity, and he worshiped God regularly. And one afternoon, an angel of God appeared before him and said, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have not gone unnoticed." Now, to put this in a little more context, Cornelius was a Gentile, and the Jewish leaders and the Jewish people of that day considered him impure. You know, Cornelius is, God sees him as a devout man, but society sees him as impure. And so sometimes it's easier to extend acts of kindness under good conditions. Imagine the conditions that Cornelius was living under, how society viewed him, yet he still had a heart for the poor and to extend an act of kindness. So today I want to remind you that your acts of kindness, especially in places where it's not so easy to be kind, God sees that. So as I am reminding you that your acts of kindness aren't going unnoticed, let me inspire you to do the same for another. And while doing so, let us cling to these words. For the Lord sees not as man sees, but the Lord looks on the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, tap someone's shoulder and let them know their acts of kindness are not unnoticed.